This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Donald Trump is calling for changes to the $900 billion COVID relief package approved by Congress. Trump complained in a video tweeted out Tuesday night that the bill didn't deliver enough aid to Americans. The bill provides for a $600 payment to most Americans. Mr. Trump said he's asking Congress to, quote, increase the direct payments to Americans to $2,000 or $4,000 for a couple, end quote. Following Mr. Trump's comment, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi tweeted Democrats are ready to bring the increased payment proposal to the floor this week by unanimous consent. An aide said Pelosi would do that Thursday. President-elect Joe Biden expressed empathy with struggling families and applauded Congress for passing the coronavirus bill he calls a down payment on a broader relief bill he plans to introduce when he takes office in January. United States health officials are trying to allay fears about the mutant strain of the coronavirus that's spreading rapidly in the United Kingdom. Reports of the new virus prompted dozens of countries across the globe to shut down travel from the UK over the last 2 days. The fear of the variant comes as the United States faces a surge in new infections that's overwhelming some hospitals. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control said Tuesday the UK coronavirus variant had not yet been detected in the U.S. This is VOA News. Japan announced Wednesday a suspension of the entry of non-Japanese citizens into the country from the United Kingdom starting December 24th. Japan's top government spokesperson said the new border measures were due to the recent outbreak of the new variant of the coronavirus in Britain. No end date for new border measures was announced. Japan requested people refrain from short-term travels to the UK. All residents will have to quarantine for 14 days when returning or entering Japan. Switzerland started its COVID-19 vaccine rollout Wednesday with a care home resident in her 90s becoming the first person to receive an approval shot. The woman was given the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine just 4 days after it was approved by national regulators. She lives in the Lucerne region in central Switzerland. Switzerland is battling stubbornly high coronavirus cases. The Czech government Wednesday extended its state of emergency and announced tighter restrictions, including closing shops, as the number of new COVID-19 cases started to soar again. The health minister told reporters the Czech Republic will move to the top tier of its epidemic system starting December 27th. This means shops selling non-essential goods will be closed and public gatherings restricted to 2 people with a curfew between 9 p.m. and 5 a.m., The measures will stay in place at least until January 10th, while the state of emergency will last at least until January 22nd. The leading U.S. infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, Tuesday received the initial dose of the newest COVID-19 vaccine alongside other federal health leaders who helped oversee its development. He received the vaccine developed jointly by the NIH and U.S. pharmaceutical company Moderna, which was just approved for emergency use last week. The vaccinations are part of a broader government effort to bolster public confidence in the safety of 2 COVID-19 vaccines recently cleared by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. With less than a month before President-elect Joe Biden moves into the White House, Moscow Wednesday accused the incoming U.S. administration of Russia-phobia after the president-elect promised to punish Russia for a major cyber attack. Mr. Biden is expected to take a tougher stance against Russia than Donald Trump, whose ascent to the U.S. presidency in 2016 was plagued by accusations of Russian interference to boost his campaign. Hong Kong pro-democracy activist and media tycoon Jimmy Lai applied for bail in high court after his bail was denied at the magistrate court last Saturday. He's been charged under the city's national security law on suspicion of colluding with foreign forces. Lai is the most high-profile person out of more than 24 charged under the sweeping law.